couple of days ago, Coffee Mumbo Jumbo ventured down the Kent coast all the way to Whitstable. And checking out on the internet, I found a roaster there. Red Cherry Roasters. And you might have listened to my booze when I visited Master Roaster Audrey and her husband John, who are from South Africa and have moved back to the UK. And Audrey being a master roaster with her 3 kilogram roaster, drum roaster, there at hand, and a lovely room, which is her coffee room, where she had a beautiful display of 6 different coffees that we cupped, and John pulling shots on the expo bar, 1 groove dual boiler machine. Of course, he's a barista, trainer, and a judge. And they've come back, and it was a beautiful time. And I've come home now to Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ, armed with some coffee, of course. And today, I put the Cup of Excellence, El Salvador Finca La Siberia, a Cup of Excellence winner 2012, through the R58 dual boiler PID machine. And what came out was just a beautiful espresso extraction, and then a flat white. Now, this coffee is purely a simple delight to the palate. It is full of fruitiness. It, as an espresso, sends you on a journey that is a balanced, fruity acidity with a beautiful lingering finish that just stays on and on and on. To tell you the truth, I had it this morning as an espresso. And then I went out and I've come back, and it is now late afternoon, 4:30. And, I had to go back to the R58 rocket just to pull another shot. And then also to transfer it into my brown 6-ounce flat white cup and taste it as a flat white. And just as interesting, it was kind of coming, some caramel notes came out, some fruitiness still there, but a very easy drink and really beautiful afternoon drink as well. Normally in the afternoon, I'd rather have a pour over or a siphon or even an AeroPress, so talking about filter coffees here. But I had the machine left on and I thought, you know what, I'm just going to try it again and do a flat white with it. No regrets whatsoever. Of course, what I still need to do is put that El Salvador Finca La Siberia through a few different paces with filter coffee in mind. I think it's going to be just as beautiful. Of course, a completely different drink and very interesting. But I tell you what, Master Roaster Audrey, who's got this wealth of experience that she's embarked on already when she was in South Africa, and she has a chemistry degree. Now, that's probably quite a helpful thing to have when you're starting to roast. So all these years ago, she actually started with just a home roaster and just honed her skills more and more and more. And as she said to me, there's nothing like roasting with gas. It's a bit like cooking, really. I, for example, don't like cooking on an electrical stove. You're not so much in control of immediate reactions to heat. Whereas with gas, of course, the flame, you can just control flames much better. That's my take on it. And I think from what I read through the lines, that's probably Audrey's take as well. But I tell you one thing, Master Roaster Audrey and her roaster, her 3 kilogram drum roaster, they have something going. They purely rock. So thanks again, Audrey. Of course, I've got another coffee here that I'm going to put through its paces tomorrow as well. But I've had a wonderful experience, and I'm so happy to know another person, another artisan roaster that is just as passionate about coffee as all the others that I know, and including myself. Thanks again, Audrey, John, and the roaster. The master roaster and the little drum roaster. What an exquisite picture I just have in my mind here. And now, what an exquisite taste on my palate.